Welcome to room 4216. I'm so glad you've come.
We embark on a special journey, the journey to Bethlehem. We're not the first to take this journey.
This journey has been made by rich kings and lowly shepherds, and even the angels in heaven.
And we too have been invited to make this journey.
At the end of it, we meet our Savior, Jesus, the newborn King.
And even before that first Christmas, God was preparing the hearts of his people by speaking words to the prophets and to the people to be ready.
Joy to the world.
The scene is a beautiful garden with trees, fruits, and flowers. Peering out from the trees are a man and a woman. Neither of them look happy.
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Hum-de-dum-dum.
And they hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called out to the man,
"Where are you?"
He answered,
I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
"Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?"
"The woman you put here with me, she gave me some."
Then the Lord God said to the woman,
"What is this? What have you done?"
"The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
So the Lord God said to the serpent,
"Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and of all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
With the curse given, so also comes the hope of a Savior amidst their pain and sorrow.
If you told me all about your sorrows, I'd tell you about a cure. If you told me you can't fight the battle, there's a baby boy who won the war. The war was won by a baby boy.
Joy started with a baby.
From the time of Adam through Moses and David, God continued to speak of the promise of a Savior who would be sent to save his people. Several centuries after David had died, Hezekiah was king over the throne, now a diminished kingdom, only existing the small country of Judea. And it was being oppressed by two northern kingdoms. Hezekiah, a God-fearing man, turned to God and said, "Lord, save us." God, in response, said, "I will do it. Don't fear them. Ask me for a sign to prove that I will do it." But Hezekiah was fearful and so would not ask God for a sign. But Isaiah said,
"Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Going to chapter 9, Isaiah prophesies further about the child. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this."
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in
God spoke not only to Hezekiah, but also of the future. He knew that the Israelites would be taken captive and would face hardship and suffering. But as in the time of Adam, God also promised hope and comfort in the dark days to come.
"Comfort, comfort, you my people. says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord double for all her sins. Chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Everybody saying Merry Christmas. Everybody smiling, singing happy songs. But this December your world is unraveling, and you don't feel like singing alone. Friends are sending cards with warmest wishes, but you're feeling lonely like a winter wind. So take your heart back to the center of the season. There you see the gift that came to us in Bethlehem. Jesus Christ, he is heaven's love.
God was concerned about the unfaithfulness of his people so much that he sent not just Isaiah, but other prophets, Hosea and Micah. Micah warned not only the northern country of Israel, but the southern country of Judah, both the people, but also the leadership, that they were unfaithful, not being good leaders. Micah, like the other prophets also, though, not only gave words of warning, but words of hope, of comfort, of a promised Messiah, that a better leader would come, a good leader, a great leader, coming from the house and line of the good leader, King David, a shepherd boy turned king. But this shepherd who comes would be the greatest shepherd of all, because he'd be the greatest leader of all. And so we read from Micah chapter 5, beginning at verse 2.
But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And the glory of Christmas is the glory of Christ. And the glory of Christmas is the story of his love.
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and shown by the love.
again to room 4216.
Credits for this special Christmas show are as follows. Joy to the World, Pentatonics. A Baby Boy, For King and Country. O Come Emmanuel, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Comfort and Joy, Tasha Layton. O Little Town, Matt Redman. Breath of Heaven, Amy Grant. And then the voices. Jim Kirchman was Adam, Deb Andrus was Eve, and Mary Dole was Mary.